Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes from now, we will take a brief detour to Saturday and talk a lot about what happened in college football. Those were some incredible games. Great finishes. Georgia played their best game of the SEC season thus far. So we'll get in.
Hell, of season.
The whole season. Yeah, call it the whole season. They played awesome. The offense looked really, really good. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1:40. Great calls so far. We're 2 for 2 at 11:40 and 12:40. Let's make it 3 for 3, just like the Falcons in the red zone. Three for three. At 1:40, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Man, Andy, I was out, me and my wife's out in these streets, man. Just like Denzel said, Matt, we went to this place called Pasha. Had a great time. Have you smoking hookah? Now I see why I don't smoke hookah no more.
Huh.
But it was a great time. We had a really good time. Food was really good. The service was awesome.
What kind of food are we talking
like,
about?
It was like more appetizery.
Okay.
But like we had the calamari and the chicken wings and some other stuff. But it
was, of course, like small.
Yeah, kinda. But we had a great time. A lot of tequila between the McMichaels. So I was there. But then, like,
what do you think the ratio was? Because obviously you won the fight.
It was 3-1.
Not bad though.
But I mean, that one, she drinks is we go out.
Sure.
But she
going 3-1 with you. Yeah, like, you're still gonna have a pretty good buzz.
But yeah, try to get your wife like got the Uber. Like, come on, baby, come on, come on, one more step, one more. Well, we had such a great time. Then I get in late. Georgia plays early, so I'm like, I got to get up early. Like, I do my Saturday morning routine. I got to go to Ingles, get my breakfast, and we got to go get the double 30s of Bush there. Get ready for the game. So I'm just exhausted. And Isaiah came home came home this weekend, and so I'm sitting there talking to him like, dude. That is, let me just see if I can grab a 20-minute nap at about 11:10. No.
Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a dice roll.
Yeah, I was like, I knew the game started at noon. Yeah. But the way Georgia played, I was so excited. And then, so the game was over so early, I'm just like, damn. But I was like, okay, so now I can maybe be able to get a nap by then. No, can't get a nap then because little man woke up from his nap. Uh-huh. And he wants to hang out with daddy in the basement.
Only way you were going to do it is to time it with his
nap. Yeah, dog. And so then it's about 7 o'clock. I'm exhausted. Everybody, let's go out to eat. Fine, let's go out to eat. Went to Red Lobster, man.
That's great.
Got the biscuits.
Oh.
Got the biscuits.
Is it still true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
But I made
those are very different ends of the dining spectrum.
Yeah.
Pasha.
Yeah.
You some celebrities in the house.
Yeah.
Red Lobster.
Yeah, Red Damn Lobster.
Probably not any hookah being smoked there.
No, but then I made the ultimate.
Probably maybe some Newports.
I made the ultimate dad. Went to freaking Costco's yesterday in the afternoon.
Ooh. Why?
Because they wanted me to go. I was like, we'll take y'all out and everything like that. And dude, it was a freaking madhouse. Like on a Sunday, like everybody was buying up all the winter clothes.
Mm.
All the winter clothes. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna dabble in. I'm gonna get me a Costco shirt. How you like it?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, my Costco shirt.
That looks great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So, I'm officially that guy. Because I was going to look at all of them.
Oh,
dudes,
yeah.
I was looking at all the dads and their wives. Like,
the dad that wears Costco clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm that guy, too. I don't have no issue. You wear what you want to wear. Why? And I saw a lot of wives doing this to their husband. Why do they put the shirt on their back and measure it?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
When you hold your shirt
up. Yeah, to hold it up.
Yeah, but they put it on their back.
Oh, I don't know.
I was just curious about it. I was like, why
maybe
is
that's.
I don't know.
I don't even do. I just know.
I know what size I am.
I wear a large.
Yeah,
just give me that.
Yeah, but no.
If it's like a flannel, maybe it's a. Maybe
yeah,
it's
I
not.
Saw a whole lot of that yesterday. They put it on the back of the shirt.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I refuse to ever let my wife dress me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh, no. No.
Or like, okay, my wife will every once in a while buy me, like, oh, they had a good deal on like athletic shorts or something.
Right.
I know they're the kind that you like to run in. Like, all right, cool. But like, I'm not going to have her hold it up.
Yeah,
like that.
No, I don't. Like, I was through letting women in the dressing room when your mom used to do that thing with jeans, used to tuck it in the front. Yeah, you got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, you got about another. You got about another year. No.
Oh yeah, you can wear those.
You can wear this for another year.
You can wear those next year.
She did that to my son yesterday.
Oh.
I was like, oh, mom, baby, leave him alone. leave him alone.
We can buy him new clothes every year. Yeah. That's one of the
perks of having a job.
One of the hallmarks of having made it.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
We ain't got to. What a day.
Well, no, I like that shirt.
Yes, thank you very much, Andy.
Is it like Eddie Bauer or something like that? They sell a lot of Eddie Bauer at Costco.
It is Rugged Element.
Oh, Rugged Element.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Is it good?
I never
Okay. It came in a pack of three.
But it looks good.
It came in a pack of three.
It looks good. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Rugged. Everybody knows about
okay.
Rugged Element. QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
Hand off to Algier left. Algier goes down, and he's over the goal line for the touchdown. Tyler Algier with a second rushing touchdown of the game, and that will give the Falcons the lead. 23-22.
God.
Go for two to make it a three-point game. With 1:44 to go.
One.
In motion.
Coming.
Is Mooney. Penix goes to the far great side. Great. There's Drake London in the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. Going up against Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, really
what
well.
What a hell of a route.
Executed two-point conversion. That's Justin Kutcher filling
yes.
in for Wes. Because
Wes,
mm-hmm. Wes, you know, obviously with the travel, and Wes got ACC network duties and all that. So, Justin was over there in Germany with Arch calling the game, and that was a great drive.
Yes.
That was, I mean, they threw the ball
man.
Well. They handed it to Tyler Algier and let him handle his business on that drive, and he gets in the end zone, and then that great 2-point conversion play to go up three, and all you needed to do was a good special teams coverage, get them.
That's
I mean,
all
I don't
you
know.
Do. Cover
this day and age.
Cover
it used
cover.
To be to me like if the kicker ran it. And got past the 20. I was like, oh, good return because a touchback would get you to
right.
the 20. I don't even know how to think about it now because touchback is what, the 35 now? Is that right?
Yes.
So that's – anyway. So if you can stop him before that, maybe it's good. Anyway, you kicked it. You didn't cover it. He
yeah.
got back damn near to
midfield. You got to cover the freaking kick.
And all they needed was the first down to get it.
And, that's the crazy thing about it. Like you took the hard part out of it. The hard part is getting into field goal range.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? That's the hardest thing to do is to get into field goal range when you need a field goal. And then you got a sack.
Their kicker was having a bad day.
Yes.
He had missed an extra point and a field
shaky,
goal.
Shaky, shake, shake.
Yeah, man. Like man,
shake it like some booty meat.
If you would have had to make him kick a long, and it was because it was cold, it was hard
yes.
to kick long kicks.
Yes.
Like, but you allowed them to get inside 40, and it's like, all right. Just made it as easy for him as possible.
You did. Made it,
special teams has been doing that all year.
No resistance at all when you look at that. I mean, it was because that's why I'm frustrated. It's because 2 weeks, all you had to do was do some things that are just basic. Cover
yeah.
dick.
Make an extra point.
Make an extra point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make an extra point.
Don't let the quarterback pick up 20 yards on 3rd and 21.
20 yards.
On a must go for it.
On a must go for it. Oh, they got to go for it.
Like, they approached that 3rd and 21. It's funny that I hadn't thought about this till right now. Remember the Falcons were in 3rd and 20
yes.
last week
yes.
and threw a terrible pass. Then it ended up being 4th and 20, and they had to punt, try to get the ball back. They did get the ball back. And the Colts went about it the smart way. Like, now he ended up getting almost all of them, but he was just trying to get some yards to
yes.
make 4th down easier.
They were going for it.
Yeah, because they had to go for it because they're down by 3 in the final possession of the game. Well, The Falcons let him get 20. Not even 10 would have been
10
frustrating.
10 would have been,
frustrating because it is fourth and 11. Like, yeah. But of course. Of course they did. Of course they let him get 20. They throw it to Tyler Warren on the next play, who's just a great player.
He's a great player. As he really is.
Just going to be really a great tight end.
Yes, had a nice tight end screen earlier in the game.
I think they snapped it to him on one. I know he handed it off. He's a Swiss Army knife.
He's that good. He's that damn good, man. But you had opportunities. If you convert one of your third downs, probably win. Like one of them. You were 0 for 8, man.
0 for 8.
0 for damn 8, man. And your defense,
they've converted one in the last two games. They're 1 for 20 in the last two games.
God almighty. And they still had an opportunity to win both of those games if they make a field goal or extra point and cover a kick.
Yeah.
That lets you know that this team is pretty good, man.
Yeah, they are.
This team's pretty damn good.
And this is going to –
they're not good at situational football.
That's right.
Which
is what makes you good.
Yes.
Right?
Great teams are good at situational football.
Like
Patriots are masters of situational football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Rams are really good at situational football.
Yes.
The 49ers are really well coached and good at situational football. Now, does that fall back on coaching? Like,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like that, because a lot of the, when we're talking about, man, they've got the talent to compete, but it's these little moments. Yeah. And I think that's pretty clearly where the criticism is right now. It's like, look, you roster seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Not great. I mean,
it's not great.
You're not a Super Bowl roster.
No,
but you got a young quarterback who's learning.
Yes.
Like, he's struggling at times for sure.
Yes.
But he's learning. Yeah, coaching's not giving you an advantage on Sunday.
At all.
So
you need to get a win. All right, you got Carolina coming in town. Obviously, we'll get on them later on in the week. But you don't think they're going to do this? Rico Dowdle was held down, just like Jonathan Taylor was held down the week before.
Uh-huh.
And then they come up against your team, and they bludgeon your ass.
Yeah, teams can run at the
Yeah, Cowboys. Like the 80-yard touchdown run, that's just bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But you can't let that happen.
Yeah, but if you tackle him
say what?
That would have been like a 2-yard gain. He still would have ran for 170 on you. You know what I mean?
But he might not have had the 81-yard touchdown run.
No, he wouldn't have. I understand that. But I'm saying, like, it's not like if you take away the 83, then he only had 15 yards.
Right.
He ran for 244 yards, Randy.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, he was getting whatever he wanted anyway. That was obviously the most and it's frustrating because a lot of guys thought the play was over, which play till the whistle. We get it. But, yeah, I mean – sometimes it's like, no, that skewed the stats in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. They were still getting whatever they wanted on the ground. Daniel Jones had 53 of his own. Ashton Doolin had 22, almost got in the end zone. Ashton Doolin on the first drive.
Right.
He almost got in the end zone on a run.
Yes.
The Falcons couldn't stop a runny nose yesterday.
They couldn't stop it. They couldn't. And they couldn't stop it on the perimeter, especially. What you're thinking like.
On the ground.
On the ground.
The pass defense was okay.
They were there. The one touchdown, that's a great play. I mean, you can't ask for better coverage. You know, they were not made to play, man. But I think, you know, this team, they are the ultimate getting their own damn way team.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're getting their own damn way. I think that's the easiest way, the simplest way I can explain it.
Definitely.
They can't get out of their own damn way, Bunk.
Because it's different waves every time. But
yes.
But the similarity is it's just kind of random sloppiness.
Yes.
Like, I didn't have to go like that. And it comes back to the coaching staff, which is really, really frustrating. All right. We'll get the phone lines open in about half an hour. 404-726-0929. Falcons calls, AMA calls too if you want to have a little fun, but understand if you just want to talk about the game yesterday. We'll switch gears a little bit and get back to what went down on Saturday.
F. Jameis.
There was some very good coaching on Saturday. There's some, I don't know. A lot of impressive college football wins. Teams telling you what they're made of on Saturday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Because of Jameis.
Phone lines will be open in 20 minutes. 404-726-0929. You could call in now. Abe will answer. Reserve your spot in line if you'd like. He's just hanging out. What'd Jameis do?
All I thought this was that lose yourself. You remember Jameis, you know, they interviewed Jameis after the game?
But can we get Jameis in the game?
And he quoted the whole
line. It's got to be Jameis.
He was just praying.
Right?
He was praying with Russell on the sideline.
That dude came in and you knew the game was over.
Yes.
When Russell Wilson came in, they're like, this game's lost. Yes. What are we doing?
Yes.
Well, because Dart's got another concussion. Dayball's fired.
Yeah, man.
Kafka is taking over as interim. You did the Russell Wilson thing. It's Jameis.
It's Jameis time, man.
We need Jameis at the podium post game every Sunday, just for everybody.
It's Jameis time.
Yeah, it's Jameis time.
Yes,
I think.
I'm with you.
That's what I'm here for.
Because we need some comedy. We need some comedy.
We need to be distracted from this NFL season.
Because Jameis is going to throw 500 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 5 picks in a game.
Yeah.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
To blow.
That's right, Jameis.
That's right.
You can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
That's what we need. That's what the Giants need. That's what everybody needs. All right. Like we said, we'll get the phone lines open. We'll get back into the Falcons in about 15 minutes. But a lot of fun games on Saturday. I think Georgia's most complete performance.
Yes.
Did a good job early defensively, taking Mississippi State out of it. And got whatever they wanted on offense.
No big plays. I thought that was key. Still can't pressure anybody, but yet.
They sacked him a couple times.
Yeah, they sacked him with the same blitz they sacked everybody with.
I know, but.
The damn middle cross.
Two in a game. Two in a game, though. Pretty good.
We're double digits now.
Yeah.
We're double digits now, man. But I thought Gunner was great. I thought Bobo was great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Lawson is good. Yeah, that was an ugly hit, man. I'm glad. I saw his mama was giving up updates that he's going to be fine. But the way they ran the damn football and the way Nate Frazier, that's the Frazier that preseason talk.
That's what we expected.
Yes.
That's what we expected, and then obviously the fumbles, and it affected his confidence, yes. And also they took the ball from him.
Yes.
They were giving it to a bunch of other people.
Noah Thomas, big-ass play, man.
Yeah, I mean, Nate Frazier is the most dynamic, him and Branch.
Yes.
Those are the two dynamic guys they have on offense.
Yes.
So for him to be back, not fumbling, confident, 12 carries, 181 yards, awesome to see.
Yes. And, I mean, the big throw to Noah, big running catch from Noah Thomas, great job by You know, obviously the play before the half was so big, and it's so crazy. I'm sitting there watching. I was like, "Oh hell, here comes that damn screen to Zachariah," and bam it, and he just walks in the end zone. And so yeah, I was really pleased. Good job watching Oscar getting in the game, and love how they, you know, it's a. Because it's 1-1, whatever that means as far as 1 yard across the line of scrimmage where you can block and everything. They had a good down block. Oscar was able to sneak out of there. Great throw to Oscar down the seam. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, Gunner played really, really good. And the Dogs played good, man. I thought just defensively not giving up the big plays was the key.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go down, right, like as we said on Friday, they went right down and marched down the field on our ass and started the damn game. Right down there. And then you're thinking, okay, it's about to be a wrap. Fumble the ball inside the 3 yard line. Like, okay. But credit to the defense, man.
Yeah.
They played their ass off.
Then they ran off 38 unanswered.
And yes.
I mean, Georgia needed one like that.
Yes,
like
they did.
Georgia's one of the best teams in the country.
Yes.
They are. But you can't win on a last second drive, last second field goal every
damn time.
It's just going to weigh on you. So to get one like that was impressive and needed and all of that.
You got what's the name? And then, you know, what this weekend is.
Yeah, you got Texas coming.
You got Texas coming to town this weekend and everything. We were just talking. Like, I know we got other games, but obviously with local ties, nobody benefited more yesterday. I mean, this weekend we're not playing Georgia Tech.
Oh yeah,
ACC just demolished itself this weekend. I mean, everybody upsets. Louisville loses.
Miami's
looking shaky at first, and Carson over there whining like a little gal. But they find they got their stuff together, and obviously they're still alive. But yeah, Tech. I mean, you know, game that's going to be at Pitt this weekend with Tech, and I mean, sorry, with Pitt and Notre Dame this weekend.
Yeah.
So that'd be a good game right there. But yeah, Tech.
Pitt's got an opportunity to ruin some dreams.
Yes, they do. Because
down the stretch.
Yeah, because they got Tech and they got Notre Dame.
And Miami.
So,
I don't know. It's going to be a tall task. Yes. Now, also, not only ruin dreams. Like, if they win all those games,
they're in.
Who knows? They could make the playoff as well. But, they got Notre Dame on Saturday. Notre Dame loses, they're out, right? They got Tech the week after that. If they beat Georgia Tech, that's devastating. And then Miami, if they lose, they're done too. That'd be their third loss. So, now it's all – it's all about Pitt right now, Randy.
Yeah, but it's a great game.
Pat Narduzzi.
I mean, nobody saw. I didn't see this coming at Happy Valley this weekend, but I'm telling you.
No, but you said it on Friday. Yeah. You said, can they put up a fight?
Yes.
And I think we were all like, no, they can't. They put up a hell of a fight.
What a hell of a fight for the Penn State kids. Yeah. They battled and they fought. But damn Indiana, man. That last drive, Mendoza, those two throws, the one on the sideline to the big kid. Oh, and shout out to number 10 for Georgia. Too. The young tight end who went up and got it.
Oh,
and
then came in. What's his name? Ellis Williams?
And then on the next play, like run block and cleared the whole damn side out.
He's a freshman, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be really good.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, just a great play by Mendoza. We talk about Heisman moment.
That's what
we talk about. Championship, when you go back through the season and you look at like this, like this is like the Malachi Starks hustle play in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that right there. For him to march this team down, and I couldn't tell. I was like, damn, is his foot down or is it not?
Oh, they're both down.
They're both down. Indiana just proved to me and the country that they can win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Just that grit that they show, Andy, to go in there. Because, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better just fight from Penn State. They fought their ass off.
Yeah, and they got nothing to lose.
They fought their ass off.
And they went in there, and they did. I mean, they played like people thought they were going to play all year.
Yes.
That's the first time they did it. But every team that goes on to win a championship wins one like that, right? One where they're heavily favored and they probably shouldn't win it because they didn't have their best that day. They got the stop when they needed it, and they went down the field. Was it 87 yards on that drive? Mendoza was 6 of 7 on the drive.
So good.
And they started it with a sack.
Yep.
Remember?
So good.
It was like, oh, God, this might be over.
Yeah.
And then they started marching, and he's taking shots to the face and delivering it. Yes. Like
he got the crap knocked. I mean, it was a cover zero.
Yeah.
And guys were coming unblocked on that play. He just got that's what you do in most, you know, when you're in that situation, you just retreat and get it off.
Yep.
You know, you retreat and you just get it off. And, I mean, just a great, great play by him. The Oregon game, about like we thought it would be.
Pretty much, but still, credit to Oregon.
They fought.
That was a hell of a drive.
They fought.
The end too,
they did. That throw on the right side by that young boy was outstanding.
The conditions were disgusting.
Yes, they were.
Shout out, Iowa made a 58-yard field goal in that weather, which is insane. Oregon's kicker stepped up and made a couple big ones. Also, Atticus Sappington is his name, which is an outrageous
Attica.
Name. But, yeah, no, Oregon, I think, proved a lot there, too, because they very easily could have lost that game. Iowa's just so tough in that weather and that environment and all that. And they put together a drive when they needed it and won the game.
Yeah, we're talking about another team that has nothing to hold their head. Now, you know, I don't believe in, like, moral victories, but the way Auburn played – another situation where kids got nothing but just fight in them. Yep. Shout out to Pavia. He's back in Heisman. This dude was freaking – they don't win this game. This dude was freaking amazing throwing and running the football on Saturday. But, yeah, the fight that Auburn and DJ, his kids went out there, and they laid it all on the line in Nashville.
Yeah, the thing about them that's so weird is, like, where's that offense
been? Where has it been?
You know?
That's why you got
like the most conservative, like, nonsense offense. You're supposed to have – exactly. He's supposed to be there with his offensive philosophy. They couldn't do anything. All of a sudden, he's gone, and they go out there and score 38 and finally move the ball. So, yeah, it's got to be very frustrating for Auburn.
Yeah, Cam Coleman, unbelievable.
He's awesome.
Player.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Unbelievable damn football player.
A&M with an impressive win on the road.
That's why I changed my pick.
Missouri's not the same without Bo Prabula. No. And you know, so they had a nice year, and who knows what it could have been if he stayed healthy.
Yeah,
but
they got Mississippi State next week.
Okay.
Yeah, they got Mississippi State next week. But, yeah, that was a very impressive win for A&M to go into that hostile environment and go in there and just pretty much handle Missouri.
And then Texas Tech
man.
with a nice – they're the best team in that conference, obviously. But
if BYU can't run – that, you know, and for them, I'm talking about Texas Tech, they are legit, especially that damn defense, man. I told you that damn, was that Jacob Rodriguez, number 10? It's a bad somebody. He had a nice little feature before the game or whatever. His wife was a Black Hawk.
Oh, really?
Chopper, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, he's badass, man. He's such a damn good player. And you just see they just fly around and hit people in the face. Mm-hmm. They fly around and hit people dead in their face. And because I was thinking, like, who beat them? Arizona State beat them, right? Didn't there's one? Texas Tech.
Who? I think it was.
No.
Maybe it was Arizona State. Okay. You're right. Yeah, it was. It was before Sam Levitt got hurt.
Yes. They lost at Arizona State.
Yeah, they lost against Arizona State. But other than that, like,
they've really kicking folks' ass.
Dominated
too.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that's a tough place to go into.
Yeah.
Like, they got it rolling right now.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, they got the billionaire backer, but they got Mahomes as the face of the whole thing, and he's there picking on game day. And,
yes.
It was pretty cool.
They got a tricky one this weekend, though. Never mind. It's at home.
Who do they got?
UCF. I thought they were going to Orlando.
I think they'll be all right.
Yeah. They'll be all right. But yeah, no, they're a damn good football team also. Talk about Texas Tech.
Alabama, not the most impressive win, but you know what? They won.
They won. That's all
about. They won.
That's all about.
Keep it rolling.
Man. They are, you know, playing really well right now. Ty Simpson is really, you know, he had me funny. It's Bama against the world. I was like, dude, it's the freaking University of Alabama. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay. It's us against the world. I'm like, sit your ass down somewhere. Like, Ohio State had a slow start, but was never not in control.
Nah.
You know, obviously, you could Jeremiah
just
Smith.
Just throw it to four.
Just throw it to him.
Yeah.
Just throw it to him. He's going to make a dig on play.
10 catches for the first time in his career.
Which is crazy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he could. If you just throw it to him 10 times every Saturday, he'll probably have 10 catches.
Yeah.
Now, a nice, like, you're right. They got off to a slow start, but they've had probably the most comfortable path to where they are right now. They pretty well dominate everybody that they play against, and they'll probably have one of them because everybody has one along the way to the playoffs.
We thought it was right there at, like, maybe at Purdue or something like that, but Purdue's bad. That's bad.
That's who we got this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need to bounce back yourself.
Yeah, man. What's the hell is that in Wisconsin? Playing in a snowstorm? We didn't sign up for that. You don't have to play in snowstorms in the Pac-12. I guess we're in the Big Ten now. So you go to Wisconsin, you play in a snowstorm and score 10 points.
Yes.
I get it. Like, the best players on the West Coast are in California and all that. But we looked like a California team in a snowstorm.
Yeah, it was cold.
Nobody wanted to be out there. They were all done. They're like, this sucks. Let's get out of here. Wisconsin at night. I guess it was at night.
Well, and then
what's a 4:30 kickoff? What's
and then, you know, they got the head coach. He's coming back with more money. Luke Fickell?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, he got the approval of, we're going to bring him back and we're going to let him out. Why do y'all got to wait for it to be so bad to say, okay, all right, we'll go. Okay, we'll get somebody now.
I don't know. We're throwing go routes to a one-legged receiver on third and four. No timeouts. It's good. It's good. All right, we'll come back. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. You can call us up, talk Falcons if you want. It's AMA. You can ask us anything you'd like. It's up to you. Sports Radio 92.9.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Say it every day, and sometimes I still forget. Final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. AMA/Falcons calls, as always, on a Monday after the Falcons game. What do you think it's going to be? More Falcons calls or AMA questions?
More AMA questions.
You think so?
No.
I think it's going to be more.
Of course not.
Who knows? Maybe we'll be surprised. Big Mike is in Kennesaw.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Mike.
Is it just me, or do Michael Penix look like Forrest Gump when he had the braces on his legs, man? He just needs to break free, man. I think that's what's holding him back, man. That's why they're doing zero blitz almost every third down. They're like, Michael Penix, what are you going to do when we bring six or more people at you? And we just don't look right, man. He just needs to lose the notion that, hey, I got two ACL repairs, man. Just ball out, man. That's what's missing. Just go ball out.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I mean, he ain't struggling because he got a knee brace on. If you look around the league, a lot of quarterbacks wear a knee brace, especially on that plant foot. But, yeah, I mean, again, that's just that when you lose it, it's always something.
Well, it's also, he missed a game earlier this year because of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know that he had that on before that injury.
No, he wore a knee brace.
Did he?
Yeah, I think Mike always wore knee brace.
Okay.
I think. Don't quote me on that. But
yesterday was the first time I saw him kind of fiddling with it during the game because he had to, couple different times. But.
Yeah. I just think that he needs, and it's something we mentioned last week, going talking like Big Mike said, he needs to go. You know what I mean? But, like, when they're bringing that sixth man or that all out, that cover zero, you can't really, if you're a quarterback, escape it because they got people coming. They got the middle clogger. They got, usually got two free guys coming. Mm-hmm. And so, but the thing with him is he got to process that and get the ball out of his hands back.
Yeah, that's the thing. He looks like a guy who's thinking a lot.
He's
in the middle of, well, you want him to take off and go pick up those dirty yards if the play isn't there yet. But he's also supposed to be waiting for the play to develop because we give him a hard time for not letting the play develop, right? So he's trying to make sure that he gives the play time to develop. In the time that he's doing that, his offensive line's getting beat and he's getting hit and then he's getting flushed out of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like he's got
to
go faster.
People want him to go faster, but also
slow down.
Go slower.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I understand that that's what has to happen.
Yes.
And that's what does happen when you play more because it slows down
everything
for
slows
you.
Down.
And then you can go faster, but that's what he looks like. He looks like a guy who's trying to figure out the speed of the game in his 11th start.
I mean, and it's crazy because we said that it's a damn shame that this was going to happen this year because of the ramifications of what may happen.
Yes. The frustrating part is even with all of the growing pains that the quarterback is going through, the team still should very much be winning these games.
Yes.
So
yes.
At the beginning of the year when we talked about, there's going to be some frustrating moments with a young quarterback who's learning on the job, we should have, maybe we did say after this, but certainly it was implied that hopefully his team helps him out and they can still win those games.
Right.
Maybe you can cover a kick. Maybe the kickers don't miss a bunch of field goals and extra points.
Yep.
Maybe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if all of the other little, not little, but if other fringe things were happening on a week in, week out basis, then it's a lot more acceptable to be like, yeah, you know, he's coming along. He's coming along because you're winning while he's doing it.
Yes.
But everyone else is making mistakes too. So
yeah, they can't get out of their own way.
No. And you don't have a quarterback who can make up for it right now.
Nope.
And then when he needs you to help him out,
then you gotta help him.
You're not doing that either. So that's why you're 3-6. Ray is in McDonough. Hey, Ray.
If all of the other if other fringe things were happening week in, week out. Listen,
hey, Ray, you got to turn your radio down, bud.
A lot more acceptable to be like, yeah, you know, he's
all right, we're going to hang up on Ray. Chad is in Atlanta. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys, what's going on? You mean, he really hit it on the head right there. Like, everything's moving so fast for him, and these coaches are not doing him any favors. Like, they should strip it down, like, Daniels did with Miami, like one read and go, like to build that confidence, soften up the defense, and then you can like open up everything up.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, coaches could help him.
Yeah, how much more can you?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Like, I don't know what. If this is a stripped-down version of Zach Robinson's offense or if it's not.
I don't know.
I really don't
But
know.
I think that the one thing about it is that he's not and we talked about – I think we talked to Joe. I think Joe Patrick was on Thursday, and we were talking about using all 50 – using the 50 width. You know, he can that's going to help him so much. But, you know, the stripping of the down, the one read and go and all those different things, I'm pretty sure it's more to it than just that. You know what I mean? Like, Michael is holding the ball too long. That's nothing to do with Zach Robinson. That's Michael in your head, the clock, the eternal clock. You got to have it as a quarterback, knowing that, okay, I've been holding this ball for 3 damn seconds. Nobody's open. I need to go because you know what's happening? These guys are coming to get me. Mm-hmm. And that's with experience. That's with experience. What could help Michael out is that they went on first and second down, and he's in third and medium more than he is in third and nine.
Yeah.
They can help him out more, and I'm talking about the coaching aspect of it, by not having everybody run down the whole damn field, by having some shorter options for him. They can help him. They don't do enough of that. And then he's got to get his footwork together.
Yeah.
Especially when he's throwing to his left.
Yep.
When he's throwing out to his left, when he's opening up,
he misses wide so much throwing left.
Yes, he's got to figure that out.
Yeah. They were talking. Who was the analyst on the broadcast yesterday?
I think it was Kurt.
Was it Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been critical of the Falcons' offense throughout the year too. He talked about the mechanics a couple times on the broadcast with that.
I didn't even hear that part.
Like, all that.
Yes,
all that has to happen. And None of it is, which is, again, why we're here. Damon is in Decatur. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on, Andy Randy? First time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
All right. Hey, couple things. Did you think we give up too quick on quarterbacks these days? Because I just looked at, Peyton Manning had 15 in first 10 game, had 20 interceptions.
Yep.
And only 15 touchdowns.
Yep.
And last, but my question is, do y'all still own home radios? Because I get paid overtime just to sit at and listen to y'all. Now I'm sitting in my driveway because I ain't got no home radio.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Appreciate it, bro.
I do. She got me a record player a couple years ago that's got all the stuff on it. It's got a dial and a CD player. It's got a tape player.
Hell yeah.
If you want to listen to some tapes,
hell yeah,
come over to the house. But I do remember a couple years ago we did. I was like, I wanted to listen to something on the radio station. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get the app to work.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, I don't have a radio. I'll be damned. I host a radio show and don't have a radio. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But I have one now.
My uncle just texted in, why are they always in the pistol? That's what they like. They said it yesterday on the broadcast. Michael's comfortable in the pistol.
Yeah.
That's why.
They're going to be in the pistol.
They're going to be in the pistol.
They're going to be in the pistol.
What was the first question? Yes.
I don't know.
We give up. Everybody gives up on stuff early.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just quarterback.
100%.
Everything.
100%.
If like coaches.
Everything.
Everything. And I know there's some.
Yeah, except for the Browns. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm obviously biased on the Penix thing. I think try to do as good of a job of being neutral or honest or whatever. But like, it is pretty wild to hear folks being like, he's not.
Yes.
He's not the guy.
It's like, crazy.
Guys, maybe he's not. I'm not saying he is either, but like.
It's crazy.
It's 11 games.
It's 11 games. But like, that's what nobody don't care no more.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I do agree with that.
Nobody can be patient.
Nope.
Even though time after time after time.
Patience is
life
always.
Life shows us.
Patience is always one out.
Patience wins.
Yep.
Yeah, patience wins. All right, Chip is in Barnesville. Hey, Chip.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Chip.
I wanted to ask you guys about. Look, why are we getting away from the run? I mean, we're running the ball well. We got two good running backs. And I don't understand why we don't stay true to running the ball as we should to help them out. I mean, I know Penix got some business of his own, but the OC and also the DC, they got to get their stuff together. OC being, hey, you're supposed to know what your guy's weakness is. So, hey, help the guy out and run the ball. You got to be John Robinson. And then you got a running back like Tyler.
Right.
All other people seem to run their running back. Stay true to the running game, as far as I can see. And for the D.C., when you get a team on the rope, 3rd and 21, hey,
you can't let them out.
Stop that.
Yep.
And I enjoy your show.
You can't let them out of there.
Thank you.
Yep, can't let them out of there.
Yeah. The 3rd and 21.
Yep, you can't let them out of there.
Is that the most frustrating moment in the game? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. There were a few, but probably.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can't let him out of there.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Like, definitely the criticism of the run game, the previous three, I didn't have a real problem with the way they ran the ball yesterday.
I think they did a better job at running with the football. I think that they didn't go away from it as early as they usually do. But, yeah, I wouldn't.
And they let Tyler be that battering ram in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man.
Which I love.
But, I mean, they had 29 total carries. We said 30.
Mm-hmm.
And because usually at 30, they win.
Mm-hmm.
When they got 30 runs, they win. And so they were – maybe they would have got the 30th.
Well, you know, and if they would have picked up two of those third downs,
they
probably would have ran the ball on first down.
Yes.
And then they would have got 30 carries.
Yes.
And the 30 carries number isn't really the magic you're going to win if you do it. It's more the third down, and 30 carries is more a byproduct of all the other things that are going well that lead to you winning. But it is pretty crazy that they lost in overtime and had 29 carries.
Yep.
Get to 30.
Get to 30.
Get to 30.
Get
win
to 30.
The game.
Get to 30. Get to 30.
Rob is in Rome. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. I just got one scenario I want you to think about. Do we want to get into the playoffs this year
and be
good enough to keep these coaches that we have?
Yes.
Yes.
We want this thing to fall apart so we can clean the coaches
out.
We
don't want that.
We want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, we're going to try to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't be – you can't be, not be somewhere for 7-8 years.
Yeah,
and then
we
like,
don't get to get
– Yeah, no. I'm not sitting up here like, I need them to lose so they can get rid of coaches. Hell no. I don't want that.
Nah, I want them to win the rest of their games.
Yes.
Get hot
and
go on a run. Do I think that's going to happen?
No.
I do not. But that is what I'm rooting for.
Yes.
Scott is in Canton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, you know, I'll preface all this by saying I'm a Steeler guy. And we'll send you Arthur Smith if you want him. You can have him because that is
we had him.
The you can have him again, and he like very much is you know exactly what he's going to do. But anyhow, what I see, and I'm freaking old, and I've been watching football since I was like 5 years old. And been a Steeler guy since I was 5 years old. What I'm seeing with not Bijan, what I'm seeing with Penix is, and this is a harsh thing, I'm seeing Kenny Pickett.
Really?
He can't. What I don't see is I don't see him being able to process what's in front of him, and he's whatever Robinson calls, he's going to do that no matter what. And he doesn't take the time to say, okay, I got one high, I got two high, I got, you know, I got two corners up front, I got everything up here, I got people coming at me, I got to change this play, I got to do something. So I don't know if they're not letting him change plays because he just seems to do exactly what he is called in to do and doesn't change a thing. So I don't know if he's just not seeing the field. That's my opinion.
All right, thank you.
Okay. You drew that conclusion from how?
Watching, I guess.
Okay. I mean, are you supposed to be the coach that you do?
I don't know. I think.
Okay. Right.
But I don't know about the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that was always the thing with Matt Ryan. Like, does Matt Ryan have the autonomy to check?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I that's the thing about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think, I mean, I don't know if there's checks out there. There's sometimes you just, 70%, maybe 80% of plays are run it. Meaning it's called, you run it. You know, can Michael get up there and change a play if they tell him to? Yes, I think he can. The processing part is one of those things where it's always hard to talk about processing what a player processes when you don't play a lot. You're still learning.
Sure.
And so you're learning all those different things. But, I mean, at the bottom line of anything, Michael's got to play better.
Yeah, I'll say this about that point. I sure as hell hope it's not Kenny Pickett that we're watching.
Yeah.
Because if that's what we're watching, then.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
everybody's getting fired.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what? But that's what goes with losing.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody's got to take a point. I ain't never heard nobody say Kenny Pickett did nothing. And I've watched Kenny Pickett. And Kenny Pickett ain't look like Michael.
No, he can't.
Yeah.
He can't throw it quite like Mike
at
can.
At any point.
No.
That's Kenny Pickett.
No, but we know what it is. Yes. Like, early, we knew the focus is always going to come back to the quarterback if the team's losing.
And he's got to play better.
Because they've already done the coaches. They've already done the kicker. They did the owner. They did the CEO. You lose enough games in a row, everybody's going to have a week where they're in the crosshairs.
Yes.
He went 12 of 28 yesterday. It's
not good enough. Not good.
It's totally understandable that he's being criticized today. Absolutely. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I had one earlier, and I forgot to write it down, but I'll just say it again. Freaking Mondays of Falcons frustration. God almighty.
It's not always going to be like this.
Damn.
I know it.
Damn.
I know it. The light at the end of the tunnel is going to be so beautiful. The young and the restless would get you leaking.
Yeah, man. You better not forget the press record.
Apparently, Andy and Randy finished each other's sandwiches.
That was a frozen
and,
reference.
And Randy's allergic to talking about the Browns quarterback situation.
The Falcons reportedly might have a little meat syndrome.
Damn.
All right, we'll talk.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.